Paul's second epistle to Timothy, written shortly before his death, contains the last recorded words of the apostle. Paul was in prison in Rome. It was about AD 66 or 67, during the reign of Nero, when the church was being severely persecuted. The Christians, accused by the emperor of having set fire to Rome in AD 64, were hunted down by the Roman authorities and put to death. The place and circumstances of Paul's arrest are not known, but it seems that the conditions of his imprisonment were much harder than during his first captivity. He had no one with him except Luke, the dear physician, and it was probably with his help that Paul was able to write his letter. Timothy at that time was in Asia Minor, overseeing the church at Ephesus. "Night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers," Paul writes to this disciple, whom he loved as a son. "I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy." And at the end of his letter, he urges Timothy to come as quickly as he can, and to bring Mark, who had become helpful to Paul in his ministry. This request reveals that Mark, who had let Paul down on the apostle's first missionary journey, had since become a faithful friend and reliable associate. Paul exhorts Timothy to do his best to come before winter. All his fellow workers, except Luke, were away. Titus was in Dalmatia, Crescens had gone to Galatia, Tychicus had been sent to Ephesus, Erastus had stayed on in Corinth, and Paul had left Trophimus sick in Miletus. Demas, another disciple who had been with Paul in Rome during the apostle's first imprisonment, and whose name is mentioned in two of the epistles, had gone to Thessalonica, not as a missionary, but as a deserter. "He has forsaken me," says Paul, "out of love for this present world." The apostle felt very much alone. At the preliminary hearing of his trial before Caesar, everyone had abandoned him. "No one stood by me at my first defense," he says. "They all deserted me. May it not be held against them." But, he adds, "the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength, so that I was able to proclaim the full gospel message for all the Gentiles to hear. And I was rescued from the lion's mouth." Paul knew that this deliverance was only temporary, but that did not trouble him. His death, if this was God's will, would also be a deliverance. "The Lord will rescue me from all evil," he declares, "and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory for ever and ever." Then Paul warns Timothy to beware of certain enemies of the gospel. "Alexander the coppersmith did me great harm," he writes. "The Lord will repay him for what he has done. You too should be on your guard against him, because he strongly opposed our message." There were many other disciples in Asia who had lost their faith and rejected the apostle because they had not kept a good conscience. "Everyone in the province of Asia," he says, "has deserted me." There was, however, one man who had had the courage to remain faithful. His name was Onesiphorus. "He often refreshed me," says Paul, "and was not ashamed of my chains. But as soon as he arrived in Rome, he started looking for me until he found me, and in many ways he helped me in Ephesus. May the Lord show mercy to him and his family." The apostle again reminds Timothy not to allow any false teaching in the church, nor to permit foolish arguments about words and unimportant matters, which only cause disputes. There were men who were promoting wrong ideas that were upsetting the churches and destroying the faith of some believers. Such people, says Paul, have wandered away from the truth, and their teaching was spreading like gangrene. Paul mentions two of these false teachers, Hymenaeus and Philetus, who were saying that the resurrection had already taken place. "But you, my son," says Paul, "be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that you have heard me preach, entrust to faithful men who will also be able to teach others. Do your best to be approved by God as a worker who correctly handles the word of truth." Next episode, 2 Timothy continued.